found Israel failed to provide evidence members of a UN agency providing relief to Palestinians were linked to Hamas. The review came after Tel Aviv accused workers from the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, known as UNRWA, of participating in Hamas's attack against Israel last October. The accusations led donor nations, including Australia, to freeze funding while investigations took place. Canberra has since reinstated funding, with Foreign Minister Penny Wong declaring UNRWA was not a terrorist organisation. The review found Israel had not raised any concerns about the organisation based on staff lists it regularly shares with several countries. The New South Wales Premier says there will be a review into why a man was granted bail after allegedly raping, stalking and intimidating his former partner. 29-year-old Daniel Billings has been charged with the murder of 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst, whose body was found in her home in the New South Wales Central West earlier this week. Court documents show Mr. Billings was on bail at the time of the killing, having allegedly raped, stalked and intimidated Miss Ticehurst in the months before her death. In a statement, Chris Minns says details of a review will be announced tomorrow. He says the justice system must protect the community from those who pose an unacceptable risk. And if you need help, you can call the domestic violence hotline 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732. A state-based Indigenous legal service peak body hopes a new diversionary program will help some of the issues young people are facing within the criminal justice system. Old Ways, New Ways was launched in Perth yesterday and is one of nine Indigenous-led projects to be funded by the federal government. Aboriginal Legal Services WA CEO Wayne Nanup has told the National Indigenous Radio Service the problems with the Bankshire Hill Detention Centre and Casuarina Prisons Unit 18 is what led to the program being developed.
To one, to think about how we can have better impact as far as rehabilitation goes, but also how do we keep young people in community as opposed to going into detention. And one of the biggest things that we've developed in this model is it's a hub model where we put the young person in the centre of the program.
The United Nations has called on the UK to rethink a plan to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda. UN leaders say the legislation, which passed the UK Parliament today, would harm human rights and refugee protection. The BBC's Henry Zeffman reports from London.
What the UK government say is that actually they believe that they are doing something which other countries are soon going to be looking to copy, because clearly we know that the sort of global flows of people, particularly as climate change progresses and wars develop and all sorts of global trends develop, that is going to be one of the stories of the coming years and decades.
Turning to sport, A-League men's star Angel Torres has been charged with sexual assault. The 24-year-old was arrested yesterday and charged with two counts of common assault, intimidation and aggravated sexual intercourse without consent. Football Australia has imposed a no-fault suspension, meaning Torres will be sidelined indefinitely. Meanwhile, Cronulla Sharks half Braden Trindle has been charged after allegedly failing a roadside illicit drug and alcohol test while driving on an expired licence. Both players will front court next month.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
This is Night Shift.
The following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, we're on. I'm telling you, this could turn Hare Krishna into a bad boy.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it?
I would like to leave this city. This old town don't smell too pretty. And I can feel the warning signs. Half the world away.
You know what I mean, yeah?
Welcome to the House of Fun.
Kushti.
Cup of tea for the big fella.
Did you understand a single word of what he just said? It's quite amazing what can happen in a week.
Dance. horses, Django. 2-2 chicken, Nando. You might see me in a Rari. Old school fella, Atari. It's a new dance, low tango. Anywhere I go, I make the gang go. Festa. 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 Anywhere I go, I make the gang go. Festa. 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 Anywhere I go, I make the gang go. It's me and distortion. Ending careers, abortion. Do not approach, caution. Cause we're taking everything, no portion. We're in our own lane, M1. 10 man, one bowl, you're on them ones. It's a new dance, low tango. Anywhere I go, I make the gang go. Festa. 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 Anywhere I go, I make the gang go. Festa. 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 Anywhere I go, I make the gang go. I do things major. You're irrelevant, pager. I'm a maverick, saber. You man are bankrupt, phaser. Free and me is essential. Stay gassed up, petrol. It's a new dance, no tango. Anywhere I go, I make the gang go. Festa. 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 Anywhere I go, I make the gang go. Festa. 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 Anywhere I go, I make the gang go. Anywhere I go, I make the gang go.
Thank you for inviting me into your home like this. I hope you enjoy this record.
and welcome to the show. It's Half the World Away with me, Dave Lister Elliott, and soon to be joined by Connor Elliott. And we are taking a deep dive tonight into the little town of Walthamstow, of all places. So we're going to be bringing a lot of tracks from Walthamstow, and surprisingly, there's quite a few. But I did kick off the night with Lethal Bizzle and Distortion with Festa Skank from Walthamstow, and also the Beavers Front, also from Walthamstow, with Heat off their album Focus on Nature. Big thanks to Gary Duffield for the Tuesday Drive show, 3 till 6 every Tuesday. Great show. And I never in all my time have I heard Splodginess Abounds played on a radio station in Australia. So there you go. Absolutely fantastic. Love that show. And we will be bringing you lots more British stuff tonight. Kicking off with this one. This is an old one from the 80s. This is Blancmange and Don't Tell Me.
E-L-E-A-N-O-R, know just what you are to me. touch on you cause it fits your style. I'm feeling safe and warm with Eleanor on my arm. I'm the one you call upon when the night gets rough and the morning's long. But the song won't get you far. E-L-E-A-N-O-R. Know just what you are to me.
And that was the Red Rum Club with Eleanor. And I've been joined now by Connor. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, a little bit rushed to get in here, but that's all right. We're here now.
Yeah, you don't feel until six, isn't it?
So yeah, I know.
It's always a bit of a rush across the park. Yeah. But welcome. Thank so, you. Like I said earlier, we're in Walthamstow today.
Wow.
So we've gone and found a whole heap of people who are musicians out of Walthamstow. So there's a lot of really cool bands that we didn't even remember.
Yeah, surprisingly, a lot of people out of Walthamstow.
I know, and it's such a small place.
Yeah.
But we do know Lisa Evans, who's got a show on Thursday mornings. She is from Walthamstow, so one of our presenters here.
Brilliant.
So that's always a good link, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
Find someone that's on the show and stick around there.
It's good. So, anyway, we're going to keep going with the Walthamstow tracks. This is a band called Secret Affair, and they were from the 70s. So quite a few of the band members were all around then. I think the lead singer and the person who put it together is from Walthamstow. So hence the reason they're on here.
Yeah, that's good, huh?
Yeah.
We've linked that well.
Yeah, we did. So this is Secret Affair, and this is their song called My World. Sorry, I'll take that back. This is Jimmy Requai with Feels Just Like It Should. Tell you,
we
it's
are
live music. Gotta love live music.
Well, enjoy Jimmy Requai.
Yeah. Then we'll get your Secret Affair.
Yeah.
Next. We'll be right back.
you said it would feel that good, and it does.
Jimiroquai. Feels just like it should.
Yeah, not like I said earlier, no. Secret Affair. However, Secret Affair is the next one. Now, Secret Affair, like I said earlier, are from Walthamstow. Came around in the sort of mid-70s to late-70s.
Very nice.
Muchly influenced by The Jam, of all bands. Wow. So, again, another band out of London that was on the mod scene and basically took all their stuff from that. Yeah. So,
we love a bit of The Jam.
And we love a bit of mods.
Yeah.
So, works all the way around, doesn't it?
Brilliant, this show.
Yeah.
It's like we plan it.
It is like we planned it. So, here we go. This time. From Walthamstow, Secret Affair with My World. Enjoy.
Got something to say? Or want to request, text us? 0418 897 897.
Oh, for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
The Community File.
Looking for fun and exciting place for your kids after school? The City of Stirling provides a quality outside school hours care service in Inglewood. For more information, jump onto the website stirling.wa.gov.au/children.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
So, I know this sounds a bit...
Sounds a bit deep and dark and a bit sad.
It does, but there's a reason for this. Yeah. So this is a song by the Titanic Orchestra.
Ah, the one that sank.
The one that sank. Mm. Now, famously, this is supposedly, as the story goes, this was the last song that was played on the Titanic by the orchestra as the boat went down.
Wow.
Now, you're asking, how is that a link to Walthamstow?
Yeah, where does the Titanic come into that?
Well, it just so happens that William Theodore Ronald Brayley was one of the musicians on the orchestra.
Right.
And it was said that he continued playing as the boat was sinking.
Wow.
And this is the song that they played on that sad day.
Wow. And he's so, from?
From Walthamstow.
Walthamstow.
So there you go.
Wow.
So that's the link. Now, a few facts about Walthamstow. It was named Wilkhamstow, which in 1075 meant the place of welcome.
Wow.
So that's a surprising fact.
Yeah.
Famous for the textile trade. And also, William Morris Gallery, tongue-tied there.
Mm.
Museum is there, which he was a famous textile artist.
Wow.
So very famous for that.
Yeah.
They are also famous, as I found out, for the longest market anywhere in Europe. It runs the entire length of their high street, which I'm not sure how long that is, but... There you go.
Seems long if it's the longest in
longest
Europe.
So there you go. They also made the first British motor car.
Wow.
In 1892 by Frederick Bremer. And also famous for making mass production buses.
Right.
And supplying most of the London borough. So, quite a famous little spot is Walthamstow.
Yeah.
Also, last fact for the day. The first all-British-built aircraft took off from the Walthamstow Marshes.
Wow.
And the company that launched it went on to build the Lancaster.
Wow.
Which is one of the most famous airplanes in the war. There you go. Facts of Walthamstow.
Yeah, there we go.
Next up, though, Bananarama.
Way.
Hey.
And that one there was Madness with House of Fun.
Yeah, we're sending that one out to Lisa Evans, who texted in and said, any chance you could play Madness?
Yeah. Which
we did.
Yeah. And got a little story about Madness, if you'd like to hear it.
You have.
Yeah. So Suggs, the lead singer of Madness, an absolute legend in the game, was almost kicked out of Madness before they made it big. Because they told him he wasn't being professional enough. In Madness.
In Madness.
Yeah.
The whole band wasn't professional.
Exactly.
It's the whole point of the band.
Yeah.
It's and the then Madness.
They had to get him back because he was the only one that knew all the words.
I know. They advertised for a singer and he couldn't find anybody. Yeah. It was the only one.
Crazy,
so there you go.
Huh?
So that goes out to Lisa Evans. That was House of Fun. And you can catch up with Lisa every Thursday morning from 9 till 12 in good company. And a great show. Lots of information in there. Lots of great interviews. Love listening along. And I often text in. So it's always a good show.
It is.
Like
it
all the shows on here.
Yeah. We do well on this station. It's pretty good.
It is. Hmm. Massive variety. You get to play all sorts of stuff. Yeah. And you won't hear it anywhere else. Oh. I'm talking about not hearing things anywhere else. Also, we've got Tony coming in after us.
Oh.
Tony D'Souza. Plays some great tracks. We do love listening to him. And lots of other great people in the studio.
Yeah.
So we've got Don Rowe on Thursday, another one of my favourites.
Another one, yeah, brilliant.
Lisa Silby on 90s Spin just before me. I'm on again tomorrow.
Dave Two Shows Elliot.
Absolutely. So I've got the One Step Beyond show that's all about ska.
Wow.
And also one of my favourites is on Wednesdays, 9 till 12.
Yeah.
With Sue Mick and Nina Henderson.
Brilliant.
Again, if you want to know what to do on the weekend, tune into that show. You'll find out everything that's coming up.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. And Sue did text in and say hello. She's listening along. So big shout out to Sue.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's loads of other people I've missed, but
there is.
I will go through a few later on.
I'm sure we'll catch
And if
up.
I missed them tonight, I can do them tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. That's the benefit of having two shows.
Absolutely. And talking of two shows.
Talking of two shows.
Listen to Lee. She's also got two. She's on Mondays as well on Drive. 3 till 6, I think she's on from.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Absolutely great show. Anyway, enough talking. We're going to jump into another track. Now, this girl is, again, another one we found from Walthamstow. And her name is Olivia Dean. And this song is called Dive. And you've got some information about her.
Yeah. So, she's a neo-soul singer out of Walthamstow.
Obviously,
as it's, you know, what we're trying to aim for
tonight.
The whole
show's from Walthamstow.
Crazy, huh? But her music described as two very, very different
genres.
Yeah, yeah. devastating heartbreak ballads and sing-along self-love anthems.
Excellent.
So either end of the spectrum there.
Well, you'll be able to work out which it is from this track. So
I think so.
I'm just going to double check. I am playing the right track this time. this is Olivia Dean, and this is Dive, and it's off her album, Messy.
It isn't working. I'm a tidal wave of question marks, and you're just surfing. Leaning into me like it's an art. It's so
I'm feeling
station sponsor.
Oxygen saturations have dropped to 89% and breathing is laboured. I've done an ECG and she's in fast AFib. Her blood pressure was stable, but her systolic has dropped to 95. What should we do?
Every single day, nursing and midwifery graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
Hey, this is Joel from Eskimo Joe for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. On tour, we love seeing punters at a gig having a great time. And because we play a lot of pubs, that usually involves a lot of drinks. What we'd hate to see is one of our fans trying to drive home after they'd been drinking. So before you go to a gig, plan ahead, share a taxi, or arrange a designated driver who won't drink. The life you save might be your own.
RAD, RAD.org.au.
And a big thank you to our sponsors there. So, next up, I know he's from Walthamstow, because this is the most famous band from Walthamstow.
Yeah, it's a bit E-17, hard to fit.
I know. Yeah. So, named after E-17. Anyway, this is Brian Harvey, who went solo from E-17 for a little while. Yes. This is one of his songs. Now, one of the most interesting facts, which scared me a little bit, was when I was looking into his history and all the bits about him, and I found out he's 49 years old.
Wow.
Which just makes me feel even older now, because like, when they first came out, I thought they were like 5 years old. Like, yeah. So there you go. 49 years old, born in 1974.
Wow.
So, the lead singer of E17. However, this is one of his solo tracks, and I'll play this, and then we did get a text in from, I'm pretty sure, Tony.
Mm.
And it said, "Hi, Brian Harvey here from E17. Please play my hit song, All Right." Yeah. I've decided to stay away from that one, Tony. I'm just going to play something else. So, this is Brian Harvey off his album Solo, and this is his track Loving You. And straight after that, we do have E17.
Wow.
So, we're going to go straight into West End Girls.
Very nice.
Refugee Camp. Yo, it's the international kid with mass appeal. I know I'm signed, but I still rhyme like I need a deal. My mic check from suburbs to project. Cut through your neck like a killer's Gillette. The whole club jump like grasshoppers when the record is produced by Wyclef and Jerry Wonder. Oh, 2 lines to go. I know y'all don't want me to leave, but Brian Harvey coming and serenade all the ladies.
If loving you is a crime, lock me up. Throw away the key, tell the judge I don't ever wanna see sunlight no more. Keep a lock on the door, now I'm trapped. Prison walls, thoughts of you, it's what keep me alive. It's where my cellmate said,
hey yo, yeah. What you gonna do when you get out of prison? Jump in the cab, find my way home. Step out the shower, draw myself to the bone. You know what's next, put on my fresh cologne. My phone ring, ring a ding 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 ding. No time to stop, shorty give me a call. She told me holla back and the girls can get involved. You know how we do with the refugees. It's Brian Harvey. Ole, 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 ole.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, 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 ole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Smile. Fake number you gave me, I couldn't die. It's when I looked in the eyes and I asked her why. Said her daddy was a spy for the FBI. Hold up, I heard sirens behind my back. Turned around and saw a man that was dressed in black. Yo, we pulled the gap, I said don't act like that. I want your daughter for more than a kitty cat.
Jump in the cab, find my way home. Step out the shower, draw myself to the bone. You know what's next, put on my fresh cologne. My phone ring, ring a ding 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 ding. Time to stall, shorty can hear call. She told me holla back and the girls can get involved. You know how we do with the refugees.
It's Brian Harvey.
Ole, ole, ole.
girl.
Uptown girl.
Take a shot for my downtown girl.
Downtown girl.
Let the lights get low. Girl, you can't resist. Feel the refugee flow.
Myself to the bone. You know what's next. Put on my fresh cologne. My phone ring. Ring a ding a ding a ding ding. No time to stop. Shorty can hear more. She told me holla back and the girls can get involved. You know how we do with the refugee. It's quiet.
Thank you.
that was E17, definitely the most famous band out of Walthamstow.
Yeah, I can't think of any others, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, great song though, and it was a cover, and it was a cover of the Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls.
Yeah,
and I really enjoy it. I think that's one of the better ones that they covered.
Yeah, oh, it definitely is. I think it could have been one of our chip rappers, but you know, that's
which is a nice segue, because the next one up is the chip rapper.
Wow.
So, like we say every week, this is the track that we just would not admit to liking. Yeah. It's like you go home after a big night out and you're drinking your beers, and then you go and get some chips, and you don't admit that you've just eaten a whole pack of chips.
Don't tell the missus or the boyfriend that you've eaten a packet of chips by yourself.
So this one, this is why we love these tracks. These are the ones that nobody will admit loving, but secretly we all sing along, don't we?
We all do.
So this week is Mel and Kim, and this is Respectable. Enjoy.
Station sponsor.
The need for vital resources continues to rise. Meanwhile, the climate is warming and regions are becoming drier. We need new ways to support our increasing population while also conserving our rich biodiversity. Any ideas?
Every single day, science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Did you know your station sponsor, City of Joondalup, has 33 venues to hire for meetings and functions? The facilities range in size, functionality and location, so there is a venue to suit most of your needs. For more information on venue hire, visit joondalup.wa.gov.au.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor, Exceed Real Estate, are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
You're at work in the crane moving large chunks of concrete. Your boss is trying to tell you something, but you just can't hear him. It's hard sometimes trying to get your message across when there's too much noise.
Community radio is different.
Sponsorship of community radio not only gets your product or service out there to the local community, it also supports a vital local voice for many. Plus, it's very cost effective. For details on sponsorship with 89.7 FM, contact the station on...
The following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Respect the ball.
That was the Chip Rapper Song of the Week. A couple of texts came in over that one. Got a text in from Kim Harrison, who takes on the Best of Oz show every Thursday night from 6 till 8. He said, enjoying the show, except for the Mel and Kim bit.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Probably not the best time to tune in, I'm going to be honest. But, yeah, thanks for listening.
But you were singing.
I was singing about, I think Tony was in the other studio singing about as well.
He's pretending he wasn't, but he was.
Yeah, he was.
Tony D'Souza has walked into the building, so he is here ready for his goat show a bit later on tonight. But until that, we've still got quite a lot to get through.
Yeah, still an hour, yeah?
An hour. Well, let's fill that up, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
We've got lots from, like I said, our feature town, which is Walthamstow.
Walthamstow.
So surprisingly, it was quite amazing how many bands that we did find searching through. So another one that I really didn't know came from Walthamstow, but I've listened to them many, many times. This is Uriah Heep. And again, this is a song called The Wizard. Everybody, I'm pretty sure, will know this band.
Yeah.
But sure connected to Walthamstow.
Crazy. So again,
it's just amazing how many bands come out of there. Also, straight after, we've got a girl called Fleur East. And her song called Sax. And I really like this. I've been playing this a lot. It's on high rotation for me at the moment. And I really enjoy it. It's really upbeat and it's quite cool.
Yeah, it's on very high rotation.
Yeah. I know. I've played it and you've been tortured. So anyway, I think, you know, it's something that everybody should enjoy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you will. Enjoy. Listen along. Let us know what you think. This is 897 FM. You can text us in 0418 897 897. You can just contact us through the emails, which quite a few people have done.
Yeah.
So, listen along. Enjoy. Let us know what you think.
Tales, and he drank my wine. Me and my magic man kind of feel fine. He had a cloak of gold and eyes of fire, and as he spoke I felt a deep desire to free the world.
trying to run that game. It sounds so sweet when it say my name. I say, boy, stop, run it back. You can talk that talk, but can you play that sax? Met a boss last night buying out the bar. Said I can ride top down in his Jaguar. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. You can drive all night, but can you play that sax? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for the one to blow my mind. Himself on a Kim and Ye. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. Goddamn you, father, can you play that sax? Hard ass too, Mr. Know-it-all. Think you got flood down to a formula. I'm like, boy, stop, run it back. Pick a big guy, Cupid, can you play that sax? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for the one to blow my mind. Oh, baby, maybe you can get it. Smoking on cigars, those little boys making all that noise, but you ain't gonna steal the show. No fancy cars or bass guitars, fellas in suits smoking on cigars. Just play that song I know. Take a deep breath and blow.
Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night. Hold tight, lean back, play what I want with that sax. Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night.
Wow, that was sax.
Yeah, Fleur East. Brilliant. Fleur East was on The X Factor as a solo artist and became the first ever X Factor contestant to have a number one in the UK iTunes chart.
Wow.
Yeah, with her cover of Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars.
Wow, see, out of Wolfenstow. Who'd have funked it?
Who'd have funked it, yeah.
Exactly. And before that, we had Uriah Heep. And this is a scary fact. This band started off in 1967. The lead singer is 76 years old. Wow. A bloke called Michael Frederick Box. Again, Uriah Heep, out of Wolfenstow.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
And almost the same age as you.
Easy. You won't be lasting on this show much longer. Anyway, the next track up we've got is... This is our Jack track of the week.
Yeah.
This is where somebody takes a bit of another track and steals it for their benefit.
A little sample here and there never hurt anybody.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, except for everyone that gets all the royalties.
Yeah. And I'm sure we can find some that really did hurt.
Yeah.
But this one, this is actually a really good track. This is by an artist called Soho, and this is their song Hippie Chick. Now they stole their part of this song from a Smiths track.
Wow.
And you'll be able to pick it straight away, so I'm not going to tell you what it is. No. You can guess.
Yeah.
Here it is. Soho with Hippie Chick and a sample from the Smiths, and I made you guess what it was. It took you some time though, didn't it?
You made me go into my Rolodex and flick through it, find the track, but it was How Soon Is Now.
Yeah, classic, one of the biggest tracks from the Smiths.
Yeah,
and the Hippie Chicks did it well though. They use that sample well.
They did.
Absolutely loved it. Next up. Now, this is a touring band.
Ooh.
They've just announced that they are coming back to Australia after about 40 years of not being here.
Oh.
OMD. OMD.
OMD.
So I'm excited. It's one of my favourite bands of all time. Mm. And I know I say I've got lots of them, but these are from Liverpool.
Yeah.
OMD are touring Australia.
Wow.
So I've already jumped on. I've signed up for the things. I'm just waiting now. They're going to announce the actual dates of their tour.
Yeah.
But they will be doing Perth. They've said they've got a few shows in Perth.
Wow.
Which will be fantastic.
Yeah.
OMD, one of the massive bands from the 80s out of Liverpool. Yeah. And one of my favourite all-time albums is an album that my wife, Annette, got for me.
Mm.
She found it and gave it to me. It's Architecture and Morality. It's just an absolute banger of an album.
Wow.
From the 80s, from OMD. And so if you get a chance, have a listen.
For those that don't know, OMD stands for?
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Brilliant name.
Great name. And a great band.
Yeah.
So, I've got one of my favourite tracks from them. Just got to stop using the word favourite.
Yeah.
This is all about a phone box. So they sung this whole song about a phone box.
Yeah.
Phone numbers in there. What it is a red frame with white lights. And that's the name of the track. Enjoy this one.
Give your business a unique position right here. For more information on how 89.7FM can grow your business, go to 89.7fm.com.au.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor, The Community File.
Do you have 1 free hour per week and a passion for helping young people? EdConnect Australia's volunteers provide friendship and guidance to students who need a little support to reach their full potential. You can help as a mentor working one-to-one with a student or as a learning support volunteer to assist in classrooms, breakfast clubs or a variety of other roles. For further information, please call 9444 8646 or go to www.edconnect.org.au.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
And a massive thank you to our sponsors there. So good to hear from them. And actually getting some of them on time tonight.
Yeah, well done.
Well done to me.
Yeah.
Now, we are a community radio station. And as always, I like to support things out in the community.
Yeah, it's good.
Which is, you know, what we're here for, really.
Exactly.
Now, I have to say, I went to see a play last night, which I don't generally go out to see. And this was a musical one as well, so less on my... thing of going out to see musical plays.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went last night. I went to Wanneroo Senior High School. And the reason I went there, one of our family members is in the cast, Cameron Walker. Yeah, we went to see. Cool. And they were just fabulous.
Wow.
And they did remind me of Michael J. Fox in Family Ties, the way they were dressed up and all that sort of stuff. It's absolutely gold. Absolutely fantastic show. Now, they did it through a couple of the different years. So there's year 10s involved, year 11s, I believe, and year 12s. Wow. So quite a mix of people in there. And I have to say, it's one of the best performances from a skill group I have ever seen in my life. They were absolutely fabulous.
Brilliant.
Lurch and Uncle Fester, the two kids that played that role, stole the show. Lurch was incredible. Uncle Fester, like, he's just, every time he came up, before he even started doing anything, he had us in tears laughing. He was amazing. The whole cast was just insanely good. There wasn't a moment where you didn't think, wow, this is really amateurish. The whole thing just seemed professional from start to finish.
Wow.
Whoever put that whole cast together, whoever put the show on and choreographed it on, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, there is the availability to go and see it yourselves. So this is a show that the kids are putting on. It's $20 a ticket, which is next to nothing. It goes from 6:30 to 9:30-ish, depending on how quick they go through the thing. So, again, several hours for $20 to see a show that was this good. You can get information on the school Instagram account if you want to buy tickets or even just find out what the school's up to. It's called at @performingarts_Wanneroo SC. That's the Instagram page where you can go and check it out. The show's called The Addams Family, and it is absolute gold. So I encourage everybody who's listening and those that aren't, just tell them. Go and see them. Go and support these kids. They are doing fantastic things out of that school. And that school, over the years, has been given a bit of a rap, bad rap.
It has, unfortunately. But.
And I'll tell you, it's turned, and it is so much incredibly great stuff coming out of that school. So go and support them. Do what you can to get down there and see an absolute blinder of your show.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And like I said, I was just in tears all night. I was sitting with my sister last night and we were just laughing all the way through it.
Awesome.
And it's great. So get down and support them. That's what community is all about.
That's it.
So be out there. So next up.
Yeah, next up we've got another one of our touring bands. This one, not so much a band, more of a DJ duo, Chasing Status. So
excellent.
Outside of the UK. One of the biggest duos in drum and bass that have come out of anywhere in the world, have been touring all across Australia for the last week and a half, and tomorrow night, Perth.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
So where are they playing tomorrow?
RAC Arena. So they're being supported by Lude, another DJ outside of out of Australia, and Mosey, so a DJ coming from all the way from the UK as well. And if you've got tickets, well done. If you don't, I'd try and get some. You'd be hard pressed to get some at this point. They've been sold out for months, but if you can get your hands on one, my God, you will not regret it.
It's going to be a big,
absolutely massive.
Yeah. RAC has sold out. So that's 14,000 people going to see this.
Yeah.
So it's a massive, massive gig.
Yeah. They do not disappoint ever.
And you're going, aren't you?
I am definitely going to be in there.
I noticed I never got a ticket from you, though, did I?
Well, it's on a bit late for you, I think.
Is it?
A bit past your bedtime.
You might not be able to make it there tomorrow. It's hard to dance with broken legs.
I'll still try.
Anyway, here it is. This is
Blind Faith, Chasing Status.
Enjoy.
And I dare not turn the pages, fighting with automatic self-destruction. It's a blind faith, a cruel waste, one bitter taste.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
One of the more vibey ones.
Yeah.
I'd call it a bit of a liquid drum and bass, but yeah.
Nice. I really like it. And on tomorrow at RAC Arena.
Yeah.
If you haven't got tickets, you're going to miss out.
Yeah.
But next up, though. The reason I jumped in here and stopped it really quickly and nearly took my head off with the headphones. The Dream Academy, and a band that you would know very well because we used to play the Dream Academy track.
Yeah.
Life in a Northern Town.
Life in a Northern Town.
All the time.
Always. And
even at soccer training for the warm-up.
Yeah. Life in a Northern Town.
Soccer superheroes. Yeah. And jungle soccer and
soccer
all that.
And all of them.
All of them. We used to always play this as the intro song.
Yeah.
To get the warm-up going. The Dream Academy just released, this is the brand new single from them.
Wow.
This came out last week. So I'm going to play this. This, surprisingly, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
Because they are quite, sometimes you get really sort of mellow and it's a bit whiny.
Yeah.
But this one's pretty cool.
Nice.
So here we go.
Yeah. in the rubble. Now pass me a shovel, no, pass me a shot, and make it a double. I'm a whole lot of trouble and I don't do subtle. It's all or nothing, I don't wanna juggle. No crabs in a bucket, I don't wanna huddle. I got my own name, trying to figure out the whole game. Going insane, 150 in the slow lane. Getting ahead of myself, I'm already thinking, how can I better myself? Should I be somebody else? Should I be pacing myself? I'm high as a rocket, and if I get too carried away, there be nowhere to stop it, yo.
Give your business a unique position right here. For more information on how 89.7FM can grow your business, go to 89.7fm.com.au.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7FM.
Make sure you check out the City of Wanneroo's Beach to Bush Arts Festival, which kicks off on the 27th of May. Activating local spaces from Two Rocks to Garraween, this engaging festival will feature a smorgasbord of art, including performances, photography, and craft. To find out what's on near you and other free events, head to wanneroo.wa.gov.au/feature-events.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7FM.
And a big thank you to our sponsors there. That track before this was Dizzy Rascal and Robbie Williams with Going Crazy.
Wow, was that your DJ voice then?
Yeah, it was good that.
Going Crazy.
Going Crazy.
Nice work. What a video though.
Oh, mental.
If you haven't seen it, YouTube it, because it is just brilliant. It's Robbie Williams walking down the street. Dizzy Rascal jumps into like a modded up, like
gopher thing
yeah, that all the old folk are driving around in. It is brilliant. It's just a great video.
It's nuts. And the fact that the two of them got together on a track at all,
yeah,
mental.
It's great. So check it out.
Yeah,
do well check worth it, out. It. Well worth it. Thanks to our sponsors, and also thanks to everybody who's been texting in. We've just got another one coming from Stephen Herbert, who is saying he's waiting for his Dream Academy box set coming in, and he's going to be playing some great tracks on the weekend on his show. So he's got The Madness, he's got Funboy 3, and quite a few others. So if you want to listen, and I highly recommend that you do, because it is one of the best shows, Disco Inferno with Stephen Herbert. It's on from 6 till 9. On a Saturday, and it is the best way to start your weekend. Yeah. The music he plays, I don't even know where he finds it, but he has got music tracks from back in the 80s and 70s, and all the genres are covered. But he finds 12 inches and the best mixes and all this sort of stuff. It's just brilliant. I love the show.
Yeah, it is. It's one of a kind for sure.
It is
absolutely amazing.
And obviously me, Tony, yourself, we always chat about it, and always listen back as well. So I download the show and listen, which you can do at any time that you want, because they're all up there for a whole week.
Yeah,
any show that is played on this station. So
get on and listen through the playback and enjoy it all over again.
Yeah, but definitely tune in. Disco Inferno, Stephen Herbert, 6 till 9 on Saturdays. Absolutely brilliant. And talking of which, one of my other...
another favourite of yours, this one.
This is a band I just enjoy a lot.
That's good.
Look, that's what music's all about, isn't it? It's just There's so many great tracks that if anybody said to you, give me 10 tracks, I would struggle.
It would be the hardest thing I would possibly do.
How many have I got lined up still?
At least 17 there.
Yeah. And still, I could sit here for another couple of hours and just keep playing music.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go home and do it anyway.
Why not, right?
But this is New Order, and this is Fine Time. And I love this, because in the middle of it, they start go, Le Technique.
Le Technique.
I just love it. So listen along. Let me know what you're thinking. 0418 897 897. Enjoy this. And that's New Order with Fine Time. A great track. I just love that.
Wow.
Especially and that Le Technique.
Le Technique. Brilliant. And did you hear the sounds at the end there?
What was
a few
that?
Little goats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is
strange, that. Because next up is Tony with the Goat Show.
Wow. And so, we didn't even plan that. New Order did that all by themselves.
That was all them.
You've got to love it when they throw in the little goats at the end of songs just for Tony. I'm
just
sure he's
Tony.
Been around a long time. Like, and,
yeah, I'm sure he was really close with New Order at some point.
Well, he's,
well, he gets around. He's pushing 90 around, now or something, isn't he?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, he's giving us a stare from the other room.
Yeah.
And you've got to go out first, so all right. But, yeah, Tony is jumping into the hot seat in a very short time.
Yeah, 8 till 10.
8 till 10.
Brilliant.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Worth a listen. But, obviously, you want to listen to us first because we're much better.
Yeah.
And talking of much better, we've got one last track from the great town of Walthamstow.
Wow.
Before we move on to next week's town, which
is Hull.
Hull.
Yeah.
Hull.
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 Up on that side
of the planet. Up on that side there, Dan.
Aye. So... I don't even know what that accent was.
Neither do
I. That sounded like we were from Yorkshire and Manchester.
Yeah, close enough, right?
Or somewhere really bad. Anyway, obviously, when you come from Liverpool, you're not very good at the accent stuff, are you? So, but Hull it is next week. And a couple of big bands out of Hull.
Yeah.
One being House Martins.
Yeah.
And the other one being Beautiful South.
Wow.
And...
I think someone in the studio likes that, those two bands, quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, I think she does. But we'll get there next week. Anyway, to play us out, we're going to have Lethal Bizzle with Police on My Back, The Cure with The Walk. Great track from The Cure. And then we're going to finish, if we can squeeze them in, two tracks from 80s bands that have just released tracks this week.
Wow.
So the first one up will be Degsy's, and they've now called themselves Degsy's because it's a bit cooler than calling themselves Degsy's Midnight Runners. Anyway, so Degsy's with Dance With Me, and then the Pet Shop Boys with their new single, Dancing Star. And after that, you'll be listening to the dulcet tones of Tony D'Souza and The Goat Show.
Ooh.
Mmm. Anyway, enjoy the last few tracks. I've been Dave.
I've been Connor.
This has been the Half the World Away show. We are on 89.7 FM, and you can listen back anytime you want.
It's up there for a week. Enjoy it.
Enjoy. We'll catch you next week with great tracks from Hull.
Yeah.
Ooh. Looking forward to it. Catch you next time.
Bye.
Yeah. Bizzle. True stories. Yo, trimming that, yo. I used to be a criminal, top car dealer. Big competition, but my car's a reeler. But quite frank, my cars were professional. Ringed over, exceptional. Serial change, logbook keys. All you need to worry about was the fees. Well, let's see, it could start from a bag. Depending what car, you could pay 20 G's. Look at these brand new X5 with keys. Look at these Mercedes-Benz with TV. Look at these, both Astras, TTs. And if you could want, yeah, we can get these. Best sellers were Puntos. Don't be laughing when I say Puntos. Applied the whole of Wolfenstow with Puntos. They were cheap and cute and everyone could afford it. Like... I had to pack that all in, obviously because of the music, but like, one time I got chased by helicopters, police dogs. Like, I got away though, but I listen to what happened though. Look, so I'm in my Punto, yeah, and I see the boy them in the rear view, and I'm thinking, shit, what am I gonna do? This car's slow, so they're 1.2, so I jumped out when I saw moving, somewhere random in Chingford. Back then, yeah, I was a little Linford, but not ugly as Linford. Anyway, so I'm running, heart is pumping fast, boom, 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 getting tired, they're catching my ass. Then I saw a back garden wall. I spent no lads about 20 foot tall. Jumped over, I thought all was cool. That's when I heard the helicopter. Ah, oh, shit. So I remember sitting in this garden, right? And like, the helicopter's at the other side of the road. So I'm thinking like, right, if I don't make a move now, I'm gonna get caught. So I thought, nah, you know what, I've gotta make a move. So I remember making the move like, trying to be quiet, jumping over the fences, made sure I turned off my phone, then I saw this shed. So I started running towards the shed, praying the door was open. I got into the shed and I remember thinking to myself, ah, shit. Ah, shit. Ah,
7 a.m. in the morning, daylight, people going to work. I just walked home. Oh yeah, I missed a bit out. One of my mates were in the car. You know what happened to him, innit?
Your hair, put on your stockings too. So glad to be around and help you how I should. I'm just doing what's right for you like anybody would. Oh, please dance with me before you go into the night. Oh, please dance with me. You really are the greatest sight. I see anticipation rising up in you. I wanna see you move your hips the way you love to do. Tonight you're going out to do what you wanna do. And that makes me feel so proud, 'cause I'm so in love with you. Oh, please dance with me before you go into the night. Oh, please dance with me. Really, you're the greatest sight. Thing, I don't want you all.